But let's check on.
Time to check my social media.
Social media.
Who loves me?
And you are already chiming in. As James in Arlington, who's in Kansas City, still working right now, says, good Thursday morning, my friends, ready to play along with you guys for Will It Float? Oh, it is interactive today. Absolutely. Retired Ricky already chiming in on the sprinkles. He thinks they're going to sink. And then just Tony wants us to be safe out there.
Aw, that's sweet.
Love your show.
Aw, that's nice, but I mean, I don't know
totally
how safe
encouragement.
We can. I don't know how safe we can be.
Such
we just,
encouragement.
We just have all sorts of banned items.
I get suspicious when you guys are really, really supportive of the show.
Proud of you.
Stop it. No, I appreciate you, Tony. Y'all be safe, too, as well. We'll keep an eye on these storms as they move into the area. Fresh off our Hank Facebook Live, happy Will It Float Thursdays is Bobby, Tracy the Barrel Racer. Good morning. This is her Friday. Headed to the last college rodeo with the daughter tomorrow. Go Cisco.
Ooh.
Wranglers. Go out there. Love it. Cisco, Hank, hometown indeed. And Kimberly says a good morning right back at you. But our social media post of the day comes out of the Benbrook Residents Facebook group as Shauna posts a couple of pictures and a video. Says, what kind is this? It was in the house. Husband flushed it last night and it's now in the tub.
What?
It's a snake. It is a snake.
He
that's right.
Flushed it
was
down
in the house,
toilet?
Flushed it down the toilet and somehow ended right back up. In the tub.
She needs to call the police.
Now, that she thought it was a copperhead, and most everybody is saying that is absolutely not. In fact, Caroline says it's a decay brown snake. It's harmless. Why would you flush it, put it outside? And Shauna says it was late at night, freaked me out. It kept trying to get under the cabinets. I yelled for the hubby.
Oh,
he grabbed it,
gosh.
And he flushed it. We're not used to seeing snakes in the house. Wasn't sure if it was poisonous, but it's back now anyway, so it saved itself. No word is on what they did after the tub.
So what happens now?
The family moved out of the house.
But
you never have to be without your favorite radio station.